Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Chevron.
And I'm Anna Palmer. President Trump is on his way back to Washington after 12 days in Asia. He stops in Hawaii. He'll come to speak to the House Republican Conference Thursday, timed to their vote for tax reform.
Republicans are continuing to try to figure out what to do about Roy Moore, the beleaguered Republican nominee for the Senate in Alabama. Sung Min Kim and John Bresnahan report that the Senate is split over calls to expel Moore from the Senate if he wins. The New York Times reports that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was working behind the scenes. In a call with Vice President Mike Pence, McConnell floated the idea that Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, should step down and run a write-in campaign. Sessions held the seat before being appointed Attorney General last year. BuzzFeed notes the Republican National Committee has not yet dumped Moore.
Here are some thoughts about the Moore situation. Early votes and absentee ballots have already been counted and are irreversible. So if you voted for Moore, you can't change your vote. Also, write-in campaigns are tricky. Republicans would have to run some ads or spread the message somehow to tell voters who they should write in. That's why McConnell's Jeff Sessions plan isn't that crazy. Airtime is cheap in Alabama, and Sessions has high name ID. If Trump gets behind him, that makes a big difference.
If Sessions were to take the leap, a big question would be who would Trump pick for attorney general? While expulsion is hard, could it be politically worth it? There's an argument to be made that Republicans might be better off electing Moore, expelling him, and getting to appoint another Republican senator. There are concerns that if two Republicans run in this race, one as the write-in candidate and one as the actual candidate, they could split the vote and hand the election to Democrat Doug Jones. If the Senate has to expel Moore, it could tear the party even further apart and embolden Steve Bannon in his war against McConnell and his incumbents.
By the way, remember how the end of the year push was supposed to be the capstone of a year of hard work? The Republicans wanted to be talking about tax reform, not whether their Senate candidate in Alabama had an unusual interest in high school girls. We've got a new Politico Morning Consult poll out that shows a majority think Moore should drop out of the race. The poll found 59% of voters say they considered the original allegations against Moore in the Washington Post article last week very or somewhat credible. Just 17% said the allegations are not too credible or not credible at all. The remaining 23% don't know or have no opinion.
In other news, Sessions is raising the specter of appointing another special counsel, this time to look into potential wrongdoing by the Clinton Foundation. Politico has a story up about how Mike Pence is exerting himself in healthcare, overseeing appointments of more than a half a dozen allies and former aides to positions that drive the White House's health agenda.
And the WikiLeaks drama continues. Vice President Mike Pence is denying knowing about Trump Jr.'s WikiLeaks contacts, while Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out his chain of messages with WikiLeaks, according to him, a whopping 3 responses. But Julie Ioffe in The Atlantic has a big piece on the secret correspondence between Trump Jr. and WikiLeaks and how during the height of the campaign, WikiLeaks' Twitter account sent a private message to Trump Jr., who at the time was a campaign surrogate.
Alex Eisenstadt and Josh Dossie scooped that Republican megadonor Sheldon Adelson has publicly broken with Steve Bannon over his effort to oust Republicans. In the juice, James Comey signs on with the Washington Speakers Bureau, and Rebecca Berg joins CNN as a political reporter. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.